This is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
That's right, and we want to hear from you, whatever's on your mind. 360-676-5464 is our phone number, as always, and John and Ferndale, I had to play a little bit of music for you because you've been missed.
Really?
You have been, and you've been missed by folks that you might not have figured would miss hearing your voice.
I just basically quit the show.
Yeah?
I mean, once people start talking about, dictators and throwing away democracy, there's really nothing for me to say about that anymore. So, but I'm curious to see what you thought about Aaron Rodgers, not only RFK Jr., but wanting to make him his VP, or him or Jesse Ventura. It's a close call. The thing about Aaron Rodgers, right? So we found out that he's one of these people that believes that Sandy Hook never happened and then the government did it and evil government trying to take our guns, right? The thing is, I cut him a lot of slack. I don't know, do you know in his career, did he suffer a lot of head injuries?
Well, he suffered some. There were a number of concussions. In fact, he suffered a concussion the year that he won the Super Bowl with the Packers. I don't know how many, but he did respond today. I saw an article where he responded to the report that he had said privately that he didn't think Sandy Hook actually ever happened, that it was, that it was a conspiracy.
I think he believes it.
He said today that, his response anyway, he claimed that he did not think that it did not happen. That he calls it a terrible tragedy. Doesn't go any further than that as far as explaining how he thinks it might have happened or who might have been behind it. But so he didn't expound on that.
My point is he's no Alex Jones who made money off that tragedy. And, if you or I could sit Aaron Rodgers down and say, look, who killed Adam Lanza's mother? I mean, have you seen Adam Lanza? Do you know who that is? That's the killer, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
History. You just have to wonder. But no, I've been enjoying myself doing projects away from the show. That's weird. I did not expect you to. What was that music you were playing?
Oh, that was Aerosmith, Back in the Saddle.
Oh,
yeah. You know that old song?
Well, the thing is, I'm so sick of everything and everybody. Not everybody, but the people who call the show and call, Michelle Obama a man, right?
Well, or that hasn't occurred for a while.
I'm tired of Trump's flip-flopping on TikTok. Now he wants to cut Social Security, Medicare, when he was criticizing Ron DeSantis for it just a couple months ago. And then you have that lying Senator Katie Britt. I mean, this overly emotional, I'm just so sick of everything. I don't care. I'm going to vote blue no matter who. I'm not going to be able to convince anybody of anything that they don't already or don't want to believe. So I'm just going to go about my life.
Sure.
And, I miss you, though, Joe. You're my brother from another mother.
All right.
And the Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's just brain damaged and gullible, and all the Trump supporters.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with your brain.
Well,
I
wouldn't
know. There's something wrong with you.
Leaves us asking that question. But I mean, I have to admit. I mean, people tell me all the time that what I say and my opinions leave them completely flummoxed and they, scratch their head. How could he think that way? And people have told me that ever since I've been on this radio station, that's for sure. So it goes both ways. And I think just because you won't swear, and you know going into it, and I know every time I start this show that I'm not going to sway anybody's opinion, but maybe I'll get them to think a little bit differently, and they make me think a little bit differently about stuff. And you know what, really, though I have to say, is the outpouring, I could call it an outpouring of concern for you, is that, it just shows that we are a community, because we don't get a whole lot of positive feedback about John and Ferndale here, but people missed you.
I had no idea I should go back and listen to the shows, but it's like, I give up, you know? Well, there's no point to any of it. And, you know, the thing is, whether there's a, I want to have democracy, mm-hmm. right? I'm not for having a dictator, Joe Biden or anybody, right? And when people start saying, yeah, we need to round them up, and they're talking about all their plans and everything, you know what? Whatever. If Biden wins, it's going to be fine. It'll be continuation of our constitutional process. If Trump wins, it'll all end, and we'll just go extinct quicker than we were going to already.
All right.
I mean, you know, I'm basically a pessimist where, you know, there's only so many years left, and I'm working on my last 10. I'm not going to waste it like arguing, no, we shouldn't have a dictator. Don't you people see the Constitution is the way that we ought to be? It's like, and if you don't know that already, then move to Russia.
All right.
You don't value freedom and stuff, you know. So,
all right, John.
I'm done, Joe.
Well, good to have you back, and I hope you don't turn off the show forever. And just keep in mind that just saying your opinion is worth something, regardless of whether it sways anybody or not. And on the issue of democracy or voting, you know, that it's like being the fan of a sports team. You know, you're going to win and you're going to lose, you know, going in. And it happens. Both things happen. You're elated when you win. You're totally bummed out when you lose. But then you get over it. You move on. Let's go to, thanks, John. I appreciate you calling. And let's go to Jeremy in Bellingham. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, good afternoon, Joe.
Good to have you.
Hi, great. So one of the things I want to talk to you about was this homelessness problem that we've got going on in Bellingham. It's not new. We all know it's a prevalent problem in our society today.
Mm-hmm.
Also coupled with the drug abuse. I want to speak to you as a person who has been on the streets of Bellingham homeless and has overcome that through the support of programs that are available in Bellingham and throughout Whatcom County, also with the support of family and friends. I want to say this, that no person is entirely stuck in their situation unless they decide to be that way. I was on the streets of Bellingham for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. I participated in Lighthouse Mission's New Life program, and it helped me to realize that my will to live a desirable and meaningful life was greater than my addiction. And my addiction led to my homelessness. Uh-huh. And I will say this, that anybody who's been through any kind of treatment successfully and come out on top always had a support program, always had a plan, always had a way to move forward. One of the things that I always found and has always been lacking in the treatment world is a big problem that let me backtrack real quick. A big problem that people who face coming out of treatment is employment. You know, you have to be able to sustain yourself afterwards, after you get out of treatment and move forward with your life. And a lot of folks, other people who are former addicts or criminals, you know.
Right.
What I was leading into is one of the things that's really lacking in that is employment training. And one of the things that was discussed while I was at the Lighthouse Mission in that program was the lack of ability to provide that service because there was no funding for it. Uh-huh. Certainly that option was a desirable way to go if it was available. But Jay Inslee came through the Lighthouse Mission while I was in my time there, and he was during that time. He had just started. He was just newly elected governor, and he was going through it was a tour of all of the missions of the state and trying to figure out, gauge the homeless crisis. And he at that time had the opportunity to figure out what would help us best between the addicts and the community, and how it would help benefit everybody. And that was the employment training side of it was a topic that was discussed during his time there, and nothing ever came out of it. Uh-huh. And I think that over the past few years, the biggest thing that we can take away from government, our politics, is that government can't solve 100% of our problems. We as a society have to come together at some point to try to figure out what's a better way to do this besides trying to involve government, because government can only go so far anyway.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And you're going to say if the government starts getting involved, then you start having the OSHA oversight committees and things like that, all the red tape that you have to go through. When you have private donors like the Lighthouse Mission does, they can dictate how things are operated without the oversight of the federal or state government.
Uh-huh. Can I ask you what prompted you to get into this program? What, I guess, did you, hit rock bottom, as they say, or what?
Yes, I was making several bad choices in my late teens, early 20s. You know, I was big into alcohol, and that was my big addiction for me. I saw other people. I basically had gone through a divorce, hit rock bottom, as you say. And realized that my kids and my life meant more to me than living that way, you know, and that there's other things besides that. And even if I didn't have children, there's meaning to life outside of being stuck in that. And uh-huh. And it took other people that had walked that path to help me realize that too. You know, it's those testimonials that help too.
Yeah. While you were in that program, were you able to stay off the streets? I mean, did you stay at the mission, or how did you?
Yeah,
how did
they
you?
They have a separate facility for that program. So when you sign up for that program, you're immediately housed into a separate facility aside from, I hate to use the term, but general population.
Uh-huh.
Just because you have to separate yourself away from some of the people that you were hanging out with,
right,
you know,
right.
doing these things, because a lot of them were homeless as well.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of have that degree of separation, so that way you can start that healing process to move forward, you know?
Yeah, and did you feel, did you have to, or were you coerced in any way to have like a religious conversion or a religious conviction to go through the missions program? I hear from some that's maybe a turn off to some people, but what was your experience?
There is a big push for that, but I will tell you this, there was one gentleman in that program with me at the same time who was Muslim, and they respected that.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, there is still a degree of respect for your beliefs, you know, even though they're a Christian-leaning program. I always saw some open-mindedness and be willing to work with, because the end goal is to help people, you know, and to get them up into a better situation. I have things better bring them down, you know.
Man.
And so I think that end goal really is that to help people out of the situations they're in.
Well, that's a great story, Jeremy. And once again, I guess your message is to donate to the mission or to groups like that, huh?
Yeah, or start the conversation about how we can maybe help support some of these individuals coming out of treatment. You know, sometimes it takes the community to come together to just solve this problem. You know,
yeah.
I don't think it's going to be one entity. I don't think it can be solved by government. It's just, I think it's going to be a community solution.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we hear and see so many tragic stories, but yours is one that I think really, it sounds corny, but lifts up our hearts, you know, because they just are trampled, are just we're crushed by the stories that we hear so often. But
well,
to hear of about
I'll tell you,
someone like
I've been
you,
trying to call in. I've been trying to call in a few times, and every time I call in, it's busy. But I got through this time. I wanted to share it with you because I know that there's got to be at least one person out there that had to hear that.
Yeah, and hopefully more. Jeremy, thank you so much for calling in. And thanks for that message, too. And and thanks to the mission for giving people like you a real chance. And appreciate it, man.
All right.
You take care.
Good day.
You too. Yeah. Hope to see you again. And we'll take a quick break and be back with more. We want to hear from you. 360-676-5464. Back in just a moment.
Extra, extra. Read all about it.
If you're craving great tasting food and local brews in an atmosphere that's making headline news, look no further than the Newsroom Pub. Lunch or dinner, it's always a top story when you visit the Newsroom Pub. Their locally sourced menu will delight with offerings of Dutch delicacies, uniquely battered fish and chips, salads, hot press sandwiches, and many other pub favorites. Plus, always making the front page are their incredibly delicious smash burgers, a must try.
Hi, I'm Brandon Brink, owner-manager of the Newsroom Pub in Lincoln. But I also raise the beef used on our popular smash burgers. I invite you to visit our pub, enjoy the fresh food, decor, and design built to capture the historic charm of the old Linden Tribune.
The Newsroom's drinks are local as well, featuring craft beers, wines, and ciders. Also, the bar offers a variety of house cocktails and custom-made hard drinks. It's a headline trifecta with good brews, good food, and good news always at the Newsroom Pub. Visit them today in beautiful downtown Linden next to the mural or online at thenewsroompub.com.
Join the celebration of flight and the wonders of nature. The Wings Over Water Northwest Birding Festival, a magnificent weekend from March 15th to the 17th, marking 21 years of world-class bird watching. A journey through Blaine, Drayton Harbor, and other key areas, hosting an incredible variety of migratory birds. Discover a world with activities designed for every age. Embark on field trips, wildlife cruises, and immerse yourself in the beauty that surrounds us. The highlight, an all-day birding expo on Saturday featuring expert speakers, wildlife presentations, and live raptor shows that promise awe-inspiring moments. And for the young explorers, bird-tastic activities, arts and crafts will spark a love for the great outdoors. Browse through a selection of birding essentials from vendors. Viewing stations and guides introduce you to your favorite feathered friends. For all the information on this Northwest Birding Festival, visit WingsOverWaterBirdingFestival.com. The Wings Over Water Birding Festival, March 15th through the 17th, the celebration of birds, nature, and community.
Are you eligible for Medicare soon and feeling overwhelmed by all of the insurance plan information coming your way? Call Guided Solutions, formerly Vibrant USA, at 866-733-5111. Our goal is to make your move to Medicare as seamless as possible. We specialize in the health insurance plans to go with Medicare and can review with you how Medicare works, health plan options available, and how to get enrolled. There is never a fee for our service, and with offices in Linden, Bellingham, Freeland, and Everett, help is just a phone call away.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
Now we go to Jack, who's made his way down to Linwood today. Hi, Jack.
Hello there, sir. You know, on the way to work, I feel like Emily Post, all nice and polite and courteous. And on the way home from work with all the traffic, I got a little Arlie Ermry in me. And I'm...
Yeah,
everybody's got a jelly donut in his private pile. Jeremy's testimony was great.
Yeah.
That was definitely worth a listen. But before you went on vacation, you had talked about Joe Kennedy, Coach Joe Kennedy, getting his job back and then promptly quitting it.
Oh, yeah. That a while ago. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so I found out from one of the lawyers that helped take his case to the Supreme Court that Joe Kennedy was a retired Marine, so coaching wasn't a primary objective or anything like that. He was just, you know, barely over a paid volunteer. The case was supposed to take less than 60 days, but because it kept going based on a thing, it ended up taking 7.5 years. Joe Kennedy's wife worked for the superintendent of Bremerton School System, and she was the one who actually fired him.
Oh, really?
At the behest of the superintendent. This whole thing went to the Supreme Court to overturn the Lemon Law. Lemon Law wasn't Ralph Nader and the Pinto. Lemon Law was a thing basically saying that in order to preserve freedom of speech for everybody, they basically kind of always squashed the Christian religion and allowed every other religion freedom of speech. This one was in the reverse of this, that actually took and allowed for freedom across the, more First Amendment freedom across the board. Let's see here. The other part of the whole thing is so Joe Kennedy and his wife quit the position that she had. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he got his job back and everything and then promptly quit it is because he and his wife had moved out of the area to prevent any, you know, they live by that Bible verse, if it's all, at all within your possibility to live at peace with everyone, live at peace with everyone. So, and they had moved out of the area, so there was nothing holding them there, her job nor his job.
Yep. Moved to Florida, as I recall. Yeah.
And so that's the reason why, even though he got his job back, he promptly quit his job.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that thing. So a little bit more than what the press release about the whole thing was. And so it, I don't know if it puts it in a nice tidy bow, but it helps understand the way things worked out. By the fact that he didn't need the job. He already had a retirement and that kind of thing. And that's,
well, and like you say, he wasn't this high paid coach. He was a part-time, like a contract worker with the district. And it was, I think he only was paid several thousand dollars, I think, for the season, something like that. But
yeah, it worked out to about 50 cents an hour.
All right, Jack. Thanks for your clarification. Let's go to, let's go to Joe in Bellingham. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
What's on your mind today?
I wonder if we can go to a six-hour workday.
I'd like that.
It used to be 12 or 14.
Uh-huh.
And they predicted disaster if we went to 8, we were okay. And they got all this mechanization and robotics and stuff that displaces labor. And I thought it might be time to do something like that.
Well, and I was seeing, is there legislation that's been introduced, I think on the federal level, that would, cut the work week back to a 4-day work week or 32 hours max? And maybe that's what you're talking about, like a 6-hour work day. What would that, 5 times 6, would that be 32? My math isn't very good, I guess. But, 32-hour rather than a 40-hour work week. I guess, on one hand, and the idea being that obviously many would say just because we're a bunch of lazy Americans, but would it help to reduce the stress level that the levels of stress that people experience or say they're experiencing? Maybe, but you're always going to have those that'll be workaholics and 32 hours wouldn't be enough. But
well, I had a quote. This guy mentions Noam Chomsky a lot. A quote from him: when the war is beginning with Russia and Ukraine, Chomsky said, "What are we going to do? Fight until the last Ukrainian?"
Yeah. Well,
now they're starting to use nukes. That idiot, that Putin, wants to use nukes. I guess.
Well, he says that stuff. It's a I think we have to take it as bluster. Because obviously, I think if the sovereignty or the existence of the United States were threatened, we would use our nukes. And Russia, nobody's threatening the existence of Russia or its sovereignty, its ability to be an independent nation. What's being threatened is Putin's empirical dreams, I guess, or ambitions. So, and
I heard they're having an election there. Is there a chance that he could be voted out?
I don't think so. It doesn't seem like it. But, yeah. All right, Joe, thanks for your call.
Bye.
And we'll take a quick break, be back with more. We got Rich. He's been hanging on forever. John and Robert, and we hope to hear from you, too, here on KGMI Connects 360-676-5464.
A weekend ride on your street bike. Exploring the backcountry in your new side-by-side. Mountain biking on your favorite trails. Spring is here, and it's time for some high adrenaline fun. When it comes to outdoor play in the Northwest, nobody beats Mount Baker Motorsports in Bellingham. They have an extensive selection of new and used road bikes, dirt bikes, and ATVs, and side-by-sides for work and play, personal watercraft, and now featuring electric mountain bikes from Gas Gas and Husqvarna. Mount Baker Motorsports also offers excellent financing options, an extensive parts and accessories department, apparel for every riding season, and a service team for all repairs and upgrades to your current toys. Start your spring adventures with a visit to Mount Baker Motorsports on the corner of Iowa and Woburn in Bellingham, or check them out online at mountbakermoto.com. Mount Baker Motorsports, Whatcom County's premier power sports dealer, featuring Arctic Cat, Kawasaki, KTM, CF Moto, Husqvarna, and Gas Gas.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Harness the power of the sun, reduce your carbon footprint, and save on your energy bills. Explore the advantages of going solar with West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
So good to have you with us here on this Thursday afternoon. Let's go to John in Bellingham. And John, you've got some thoughts about John in Ferndale.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know everybody's been sort of wondering where he was. And I was out, and I just came in, and I had the radio on, and I heard his voice. So I don't know how much of it I caught, but I caught the last couple of minutes. And it seemed to me, you know, because he feels so passionately about Trump that it seemed like he was despairing, because I think it's finally sunk through. It's a serious chance that Trump could actually win. And I kind of feel the same as John. I mean, I'm you know, more conservative, certainly, but I think they're both equally terrible candidates. And it seems like there's just this, it's like these two old locomotives that are from the 19th century that are belching black smoke and throwing off sparks, and they're on the same track, and we just can't do anything to stop either one of them. But I think, and you know, I'm always trying to think, well, what can possibly happen. I think this is one of those deals where what I think hope will happen will never happen, but I'll just I'll run it by you. That I think the Democrats are in better position, because I think Trump's base is too committed and too large a part of the Republican Party that the Republicans are going to nominate anyone else. But I think the Democrats, I think there's a lot of people in the Democrat Party who would like to have another person as the candidate. And it's just a kind of question of how you go about it. But, you know, I was thinking there is somebody who I think would be fairly acceptable, and he seems to have expressed, you know, a willingness to at least consider being a candidate, and that's Joe Manchin.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because if you could, he's a sensible, you know, by standards today, I think Republicans would consider him a sensible candidate. And you know, you get the 70% of the population that doesn't want the same two people as the candidates. I think he would have, and obviously he would be very unpopular with the real ultra-progressive Democrats, and Trump wouldn't like it. But I think he's a possible compromise candidate.
There's an organization, their name slips my mind right offhand, but they've been they're this middle of the road. They want to offer an alternative who's not affiliated or directly affiliated with either party, kind of a centrist kind of a candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems to me that they approached Manchin and he turned them down. But
he turned them down. Yeah, I think the only way that it would work would be for him to run to be nominated by the Democrats.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be the only way. And I just, you know, I think there's a lot going on behind the scenes that we never see or hear about. Like I say, I think the Republicans, there's no way they can, because they just need the Trump base is too big a part of their...
Yeah, they won't abandon Trump.
...of their bloc, that there's no way they can alienate them.
Okay.
Whereas I think... Anyway, that's my hope. That's my hope that there's still a way out of this. So
I like
John,
it. All right. Okay. Yeah. Don't despair too much. Yeah. None of us should despair too much. And I was going to say I like your metaphor about the two belching, sparking, runaway locomotives that just like it's watching a train wreck. But thanks, John. Appreciate your thoughts. Let's go to Rich in Ferndale. Hi, Rich.
How's it going, Joe?
Doing well.
We've had some good calls today.
Yeah,
Very informative and entertaining. It was nice to hear John. The only thing I would say to John is just don't worry about Trump so much. I mean, he's just so into that guy. It's just it's a toxic level. Even if he liked the guy that much, it would be toxic. It just don't worry about Trump. I mean, you worry about it in November, and until then, just whatever.
Yeah.
Just move on.
Exactly.
The guy who talked about the Lighthouse mission, you know, addiction is a huge problem. And there is a lot of help available to those who want to get better.
Mm-hmm.
But they all have rules of you can't do your addiction while you're there. So their homelessness is from those, like, you know, behind Walmart, those who don't want to stop their addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so great to hear how he was able to, you know, pull himself up by the bootstraps along with some help. But those who are willing to help themselves are very deserving of our help, too. And the problem that we have now is reintegration, as he mentioned. A lot of these guys can't get jobs because they have a record. I've got a distant relative who has a pretty bad record.
Uh-huh.
And he's gotten several jobs. He's done well at them, but he doesn't tell them about the record. 2-3 months later, he gets fired.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just cannot get a job. I think that's from the insurance companies saying to the business, oh, we can't insure that guy. He's too big of a risk. You got to fire him. Well, someone who betters themselves and pays their debt to society, I think society owes them a chance. And employers and insurance companies, there should almost be like a state incentive to hire ex-criminals who've paid their time and have good reviews.
Yeah.
Because that is how they stay better with a job.
Exactly.
But if they can't get a job, then the cycle repeats.
Yeah, they're back on the street, and they're back into their addiction.
Right?
They're back to...
Oh, it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I struggle with addiction, too. I like food too much, and that's a very common addiction, and it has consequences later in life, but you have to want to get better. So I finally figured out I better do something, and I've lost about 35 pounds in the last 4 or 5 months.
Nice.
And I need to lose a lot more, but you just have to want to do it.
Yep.
And it's not easy. It is very hard. Addiction, all addictions are a major mental game on with yourself. You have to, it's willpower. You have to have the willpower to say no, and it's very hard.
But, you know, so, and that's why I asked him, too, about how, you know, what kind of situation, living situation, and when he was going through that program, and he was able to get out of that, that world. But,
right.
You know, I mean, someone who is, say, stuck living in a tent in a homeless encampment and that's surrounded by that kind
of
activity.
You
can't get a job, you know, let alone stay clean, you know, you're in the midst of it. And
you got to get better. You got to want to get better. And if you want to get better, there is a lot of services here that will help you get better. But the first step to anything, the first step of knowing you have a problem is the admittance that you have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the willpower to change it. And once that is reached, you can get better with the help that is here. It's possible.
All right. Thanks, so, Rich.
Yeah, good calls today,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for your call. Let's, real quick, before we take a break, Robert in Bellingham's been hanging on. Hi, Robert.
Yeah, I have a couple of things. One is I'm leaning in favor of Biden because I do think he's got a sense. I think we put too much emphasis on the president, and I think he's got a little more modesty and a sense that there's more people than just the president. There's more in it. You know, it's like these two locomotives are old and they're sparking, you know, and all of that. But, but you know, with Trump, the whole focus is on him, whereas with Biden, hopefully there's enough modesty to say, well, I'm just a servant. And there is, you know, you got to deal with the Congress and you got the advisors and you got other people in the party. That so Biden could be the placeholder in the position. I'm fine with that. But we need the people of the American people and Congress and all of that and the administration it's a bigger picture than just one person.
It really is. I mean, you look at, yeah, I mean, historically, I mean, the president is the de facto leader, obviously. But how well he leads or how prone people are to follow is a whole different thing. And it depends also on what, you know, what party controls Congress and what have you. Our system is set up to decentralize power ultimately. And we put, like you say, we invest so much energy and emotion and resource into electing one person as president. But when it comes down to it, what they can actually accomplish on their own is pretty limited.
The other thing I was going to talk about was the frozen sandwiches. I'm, you know, not much of a cook myself. I've never tried that. And I didn't watch TV much when I was young or now, but it does remind me of a old story of Samantha in Bewitched that was on TV. She was a magician, and her grandmother, her mother
was
a magician,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, they were witches.
They could do everything by magic. And I remember when magical powers was taken away, there was an episode where the grandmother says, I don't know, I can't cook. And the grandmother says, I can't even boil water. And Samantha, who could function in both worlds where you have to work some, or you could snap your nose and it would do it magically, she says, don't worry, we're not serving boiled water. But the other thing I thought about was there's the underserved people, like Rich talked about underserved people. And when I hear about underserved people in the media a lot, often it is the people that they think of as the conservative base. There's rural, you know, people in rural areas, or there's like the what they talk about, the working, you know, the white middle class or lower middle class or something, often is underserved in a way. And I think of myself as fairly liberal, but an example of this is the Amtrak only has one train to Spokane, and it gets there at like after midnight. And I'd like to see Eastern Washington is an underserved area for public transit. I'm really happy that we have county connector buses where you can get to Mount Vernon for $2 or $1 if you're a senior citizen. And here on the west side, we've got all these services because we got more population, more money to pay for. The east side, you know, maybe it costs more to service the east side if we're a car-dependent society because more miles of roads to maintain for less population. But there are other services I think they could do instead of having a high-speed train here, which they don't have the right-of-way for. Why don't they put the money? And there is a study that they're talking about. Amtrak's actually talking about doing this. They're talking about beefing up service to Eastern Washington, more schedule at least, and more choices. And they've got the right-of-way.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So all those thoughts I was thinking about today.
All right. Well, thanks, Robert. Appreciate it. And yeah, we were talking about the microwavable grilled cheese sandwiches yesterday. That's where that came from. Quick break. Back with more. We got Keith standing by, Tim and Majid, and hopefully you here on KGMI Connects.
Mattress shopping. Oh, where do you start? Soft or firm? Foam or spring? Box or base? Who's got the best price? Okay, take a deep breath. Start at DeWard and Bodie. They keep it simple, really simple. Test out mattresses, find the one you like, get it delivered to your home for free. They've created comfortable showrooms where any person can lie down and test out lots of different mattresses. When you find yours, their professional delivery team will bring it to your home, set it up, and recycle the old one. It's that simple. Plus, you can take your mattress home today paying no money down with interest-free financing. A lot of mattress stores have come and gone from this community, but DeWard & Bodie has been the premier mattress retailer in Whatcom and Skagit counties for over 20 years. Upgrade your mattress with the company you trust. DeWard & Bodie. They'll match any local price. They make financing a breeze and deliver for free. See for yourself how DeWard & Bodie makes mattress shopping simple at their mattress showroom in Bellingham.
Benjamin Franklin was a scientist, inventor, journalist, philanthropist, and the namesake of our school, the Franklin Academy in Bellingham.
Jackson loves kindergarten, and what more could you ask for than a positive and exuberant experience to build a foundation for a lifetime of education? Students get weekly time with specialists in Spanish, library, music, physical education, and science. During our tour, we noticed that we knew quite a few Franklin families already, and after reaching out to them and receiving glowing recommendations, it was an easy choice.
We have small class sizes so I get support from my teacher. I love that we have daily math, writing, and literacy time, and I get to do hands-on STEM projects weekly too.
Hi, I'm Natalie, the admissions director here at Franklin Academy in Bellingham. We are a STEM-certified school for students from preschool through eighth grade. Looking for a small class size and personalized education for your student? We invite you to visit thefranklin.academy and book your tour today, or just give me a call.
Hello? Summer? You sound so far away. Oh, you're right. Now is the time to plan for AC. Yes, I've heard it's going to get hot. With Barron's preseason cooling special, you can skip the line and save big. Like free AC or heat pump big. With a deal like this, there's no better time to upgrade your whole home comfort system. Yes, get free AC or a free heat pump with purchase of a high-efficiency furnace. You'll stay cool and enjoy energy savings for years to come. Barron's home performance experts look beyond the box, finding you affordable ways to improve the comfort, health, and energy efficiency of your home. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Yep, right now you can get free AC or a heat pump with purchase of a high-efficiency furnace. I'd call Barron today and be sure to ask about 60-month special financing. Pay no interest upon approval. Don't wait. Those hot nights are just around the corner, and this offer won't last. See you soon, summer.
Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Great to have you with us, and let's go to Keith over at Sandy Point Heights. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Joe. Can you hear me okay?
You bet. I got you. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I'm sitting on my front porch, my lady and I's front porch, feeding the walnuts to the squirrels, and you sound really good in my JBL Bluetooth speakers.
Nice.
You sound really good. Yeah. I'm going to come from right field. That's where the ball's not necessarily hit.
Okay.
Baseball term. In 1979, there was a band, Pink Floyd, that wrote a song, Another Brick in the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it culminated at the end of when that song was written by Waters. It was putting bricks around kids in school, and the teacher led those kids alone. But I'm just saying, we throw a lot at our kids. I think we should put our kids more to the forefront. I don't know. My children both grew up to be good kids. One's in the Navy and one's a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to put their interests ahead of your own a bit, because you're teaching them how to go forward in life. And I think to teach our country's kids, we need to stop throwing stuff at them like DEI and all this stuff. I'm not going to go mentioning things because I don't want to get political about it.
Okay.
And get back to basics. In college, the number one thing a kid can learn is engineering, computer science, health, math, science. Now, that's a lot of math. That's a lot of science. That's a lot of things that they need to learn. And if you keep throwing stuff in there with it, it takes time away from learning these basics. And I just think we need to give these kids a break. That's about all I got to say about that.
All right, Keith. All right. Well, and I would agree with you to a point. I think teaching about acceptance and understanding and equality. That doesn't take a whole lot of time. It's not like it's a lot of book learning. You know what I mean? The idea that because schools are really they're representative of the entire community, and teaching tolerance, I think makes sense in schools, but you know
okay.
What? Okay, all right. But I appreciate your call. Thanks for your thoughts.
You bet.
All right, let's go to Majid is on the line. Hi, Majid.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well.
Good. You know, I agree with Keith about teaching our kids math. Math is very important. When my son was 2 years old, I used to teach him calculus.
Wow. And, years old? And
Years old.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
My father was a very smart man. Now he's taken after my father. And he is very successful. He is doing very good, as you know where he is. And, you know, mm-hmm. he's trying to do good. He's working for American people. Anyhow, you know where he is. I already mm-hmm. told you before.
Yeah.
And you said you wanted to meet him, but he is not coming back for a while. You know, I feel scared for him because... you know, where he is, it's not very safe.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But the thing is, yes, we do have to teach our kids math when they're little, small. Mm-hmm. Because this, yes, they're like sponge, you know. They pick it up fast and they move on with it and they're going to become good kids, you know, good American here.
Right.
Not uneducated idiots like the other, some of them, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah. And another thing is, I remember what I told you about Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
Was I right or was I right? Now Chuck Schumer, good guy. He doesn't like what that guy is doing over there, and he wants things to change. He recommended he should step aside. Mm-hmm. Why don't we go there and push him aside?
Well,
I guess.
Well, we don't have the right to do that. I mean, that would be in interfering with
that,
which we've done. Obviously, we've interfered with another country's political
system. With Shah, remember?
Sure. Uh huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
We put him in power, and then mm-hmm. we took him out. You know.
Uh-huh. Well, we didn't take him out. We still supported him, which led to
He came here.
Well,
when he had leukemia,
right.
Nobody accepted him. He had to go to Panama and then Egypt.
Well,
remember?
Was allowing him here to be treated was our longtime support of the Shah and his regime is what led to ultimately our embassy being taken over and those hostages being held for all those days.
Yes, but the thing is, now it's worse. Look at it. It's a lot worse than before, you know.
Yeah.
Pahlavi was a lot better, even though he killed a lot of people, you know. And he developed leukemia. Then he had to take off because he couldn't fight anymore.
Yeah.
When you're sick.
I don't know if the Shah was necessarily better, but I guess you have more of
he wasn't better.
Opinion.
No, he
wasn't. Okay.
You're right. But, you know, another thing is Haiti now. How many more are we going to go and send billions of dollars to Haiti too, the money we don't have, or what? You know, this is another problem we have to face.
Yeah.
Because I heard that 20 or 30% of the gang over there are police department.
Well, I know it's a chaotic and completely anarchic situation, it seems there. And, it's hard to see how that nation could be righted. And talking about a migrant crisis, you know, the Dominican Republic has seen a huge influx of refugees now from Haiti. And
they used to come in on a boat even, and some of them got drowned, you know, most of them got drowned because they used to come on a self-made boat.
Mm-hmm.
Come to Florida in 19, I believe it was 19, late 1980s and 90s.
All right.
Well, yes.
All right, Majid.
Yes, we'll see what happens, huh?
Yeah.
When are we going to get together?
Well, we'll see. We'll have to put together some kind of a picnic. We had, we've had suggestions. So
but
when the weather gets a little
have
nicer.
But good news to celebrate.
All right.
But it's the good news.
That's right. We'll figure out something. Thanks, Majid.
Okay, buddy.
All right, best to you. And let's go to Tim and Everson. He's been holding on. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, Joe, I'm going to cut it short because I know you're short on time. But this goes back to when Robert said that Samantha on Bewitched said, well, it's a good thing we're not serving boiled water.
Uh-huh.
When Muhammad Ali won his gold medal, and from what I can tell, this is a true story, he came back to his hometown of Louisville, and he sat down at the diner, which was still segregated at that time.
Uh-huh.
And the waiter came up to him, and he said, I'm sorry we don't serve black people. And Muhammad Ali's response was, that's okay, I don't eat them.
All right.
But I hope everybody enjoys the spring weather.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate that. And let's see, we got about a minute, but Juanita's on the line. Hi, Juanita.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for giving me the last minute.
You bet.
Hey, I wanted to give a shout out to another amazing local nonprofit up in Linden. They're fundraising tonight. It's called New Way Ministries. And if people are looking for a really good, you know, organization to donate to, New Way Ministries houses pregnant and homeless moms. They
okay.
have 28 apartments. So,
how can people donate?
They can go to the website and just look up New Way Ministries and click on their website.
All right, Juanita, thanks for your call. And that is all the time we have here on KGMI Connects today. Thanks to everybody who called. As Rich was saying, just a lot of really interesting and in many cases inspiring calls. So thanks, and hope you'll continue to be part of KGMI Connects.